What's up, man? It's your boy Kevin Mataro, Tata the Beast, right here on Unbroken Kenya Podcast. Welcome and subscribe to the podcast. Share to your friends and your family. Mi mazeni mebambika sana. Super excited about recording again. It's been well over a year since I recorded. And today, we're going to start on a high note because I'm going to talk about something that I'm very passionate about. We will talk about the gym and how it saved my life from Mata's depression and anxiety. Do if here, you can actually follow me on social media as well at Kev Matara, kila pahali, everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and also share this podcast by the way as much as possible. I'm going to build something, I'm going to talk about things that I believe a lot of young Kenyans can relate with, even old, but mostly dudes. Yeah, so there's so much happening in the country right now. Kuna historia mental health. There's unemployment, massive unemployment. But importantly, this is an exciting era, or should I say time to be alive, because we can learn so much. There's resources left, right, and center, especially on the internet. So we can take advantage of that. Today, however, I just want to talk about my experience with this gym life and how it changed life yangu vi deadly manzejo. Na pia nikoshua ineza change life yako. Right? So, I'm not a scientist. I'm not an expert. All I have to do is just share my experience. And trust me, at my age, I'm turning 35 next year. I have so much experience when it comes to gym and also rugby. And trust me, when I tell you this, the gym literally saved my life. Let's get started. Now, I started gymming officially in 2005, vile nilitoka UG. After my form fours, I was really fired up about pumping the weights and just adding muscle content in my body. Junilikuwa nataka ku sign up for a rugby club, which I did eventually. I'll tell you about that. And so I learned a lot from watching all these amazing guys who played rugby, and they were very masculine. Yeah. So I had a desire to be also very, just huge and intense with my rugby game, and also look the part. Because let's face it up, AV, if you're masculine and you're confident, then a lot of doors can open for you, especially upper Kenya. Kwanza story of my relationships, and also when it comes to getting jobs, making new friends, being socially active, getting out there and just following your dreams. Trust me, being strong and having an athletic physique can really, really help you make your dreams come true. So for me, yani mazeo time vile ilikuwa in 2005 when I had started gymming officially at a place called the Aga Khan Social Hall in Kisumu. Big up, by the way, I was in Aga Khan. Shouts to all Aga Khan alumni. What an amazing experience that time, Aga Khan Primary. But the guy that was training me at that gym, come to think of it now, si atalikuwa ameiva sana. Yeah. So skills zake zilikuwa down kiasi, but he really taught me how to do bicep work with the barbell, and because I was also using a lot of the machines, so I was really into smashing shoulder work with the machines that were there at Aga Khan. Fast forward 2006, my mom dies. Oh, mind you, 2005 November, my bro died, my big bro. And then in 2006, my mom and plus a bunch of other family members. It was one of those really tragic moments of my life. The good thing, peli pata kama ni menza ku train at the gym. So it's only after a couple of sessions when I realized that, A, this thing is actually helping me. Because I was introverted as much as I was really out there doing the gym thing and playing rugby. Mostly liked staying in the house. And so now, after my mom died, because she was mostly the breadwinner, ilibidi sasa nimeenda Nairobi kuishi na my relatives. You get me, yeah? And that time it was really fucked up because, relatives are just relatives, yani. You're not really comfortable with them. And then their parents are not really your parents. Yeah, so you can't open up about certain things that you're going through. So I was anxious. I was building a lot of anxiety symptoms in my life. Depression, because I was thinking about my family members who are no longer with me. My sister, I'm also seeing there. She really struggled to live without my mom. And so because of that, after 6 years, even how she passed on. So now, most of the time, nimekuanga tu solo yani. But guess what? This idea of pumping heavy weights and also playing rugby really helped me, man. Because number one is I developed a community of friends. Unacheki, shout outs to the guys that I met at Impala, kina Dan Othieno, Joshu, Danku, and even at KCB RFC, man, kina Joji, kina Andrew Amonde, kina Pau, who ended up becoming my coach. These were straight up guys. You know, because the thing about rugby is that wase walikuwa wametoka from their own backgrounds, but the moment tunakuja grao, we are all the same. We're all the same, and you don't know where people are from. The only mission that we had was learning moves and just playing good rugby. And that made me forget my problems. Unacheki, right? And so, little did I realize that as much as I had so much pain in my life, I wasn't really feeling good about my past, I wasn't resourceful, but I had confidence. And I realized, shit, as much as I'm so addicted to this rugby gym thing also, it's really helped me cope with the pressures of life. So much depression going on right now in the country, too much mental health issues, so much unemployment going on in the country. But at least for me, Mazeani, it was those ones for, I need to stay strong. I need to stay standing. And in fact, even the Bible encourages people, human beings, to stay standing. There's a verse in the Bible in Asemanga. Have I not commanded you to be strong and of good courage, not to be afraid, nor to be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And my friend, as in just being strong, and as much as I was broke, ilifanya at least nikue, I was showing up for things. I would show up when I had to. I would show up, and it also helped me forget about my past. Unacheki, because now I could actually see growth in the process up on Ikikuwa gym. I would stack up the weights. I would see progress. And also just the feeling of muscle stacking up in my body. Nilikuwa najua hapa hivi, I'm a man of value. You get what I'm trying to say here? Yeah? And so obviously now I would approach women with confidence. And as much as sometimes ilikuanga napata rejection, but guess what? I would look forward to the future and say, if at least I approached a girl, then I know, and as much as she rejected me, I know I still have the opportunity to approach even others in the near future. So, and we know, you as a guy, we know that many guys in this country are so scared of approaching women, and therefore they miss out on potentially good relationships. And you know, women, just trust me, it can get difficult. Just approach, you'd be so surprised about all the opportunities that lie ahead of you. But I don't want to talk about approaching so much. That one is a whole different conversation, and probably I'll record it in another episode. Lakini historia kukua I'm strong. Having a strong body and a strong mind, because they're so connected, will really help you cope with the tough times. In the gym life, there's something called no pain, no gain. That quote is very powerful. And also in life, there's this thing for what doesn't kill you makes you strong. Right? When you realize that you can take all the hits that this life throws at you, and still stay standing, then you have a whole world of possibilities that await you. Because the wise ones taught us one thing, that life is suffering. That's what even the Buddhists usually say. Life is suffering. You're always going to have ups and downs. Moments where people betray you. Moments where you undergo tragedy or tragic situations like death, disease. And also now this curse of age. You start aging and you realize you're getting frail, right? Yeah, but as long as you keep on staying strong, you're working on your body, you're working on your mind, you're eating healthy, you know, you're getting out there, you're jogging. But for me, I guess I'm just going to emphasize on this idea of strength training, resistance training. The moment you start lifting heavy weights in the gym, there's something that happens to you, bro. Sometimes I find it even hard to put it in words. Ikitu maze inafanya tu yani unakuwa na resilience, unacheki, unakuwa na tenacity, grit. I'll tell you what, in rugby, because I like talking about rugby so much, and I've learned a lot from rugby, the moment una train hard, then game day inakuanga easy. And so, life should be like that. The moment you work out intensively kwa gym, trust me, huko nje vitu zitakuwa easy, man. It's a weird connection. Yeah, because I'll tell you something. I've even done some research over here about this whole connection of strength training and depression and anxiety, coping with depression and anxiety. And actually, scientists have proven that strength training is the most powerful way of dealing with stress and depression. I'll tell you what, some of the benefits that I actually learned is that your mood generally improves, right? Una feel too fiti, yani. Umebambika. Ataka, yani, aujadishi fiti. Ataka ujalipa rent. But as long as you're in the gym, you're in high spirits. And then, like I told you earlier, strength-body connection. Yeah? The moment you're strong, you're alert, you're active, you're out there, your body also starts looking how you feel. Your body now starts looking younger. Your body starts healing itself. Mwili pia sasa inaanza kujituma manze. Inataka uende, inataka uanze kukua msocial. It's like a strange thing that happens. And then the thing is, the powerful one is now you start actually healing yourself as well. Yeah, upati hizi mahoma, maheadache, manini, manini. You hardly get sick. Another thing is that it actually lowers your stress. You're not down so much. You have no reason to stay in your house every time. You're getting out there because you're strong. You're feeling active. And then the one that really got me going on, especially ever since I got into radio and I found out, is that it actually boosts your brain health. Unaanza kukumbuka vitu fiti sana, man. You know? And when you read books, because I also read a lot of books, you start connecting your experiences with some of the experiences that you've learned from a book. And now, when you speak to people, for example, if you're a public speaker, you'll notice that you're sharper, you're standing out, because your brain health has really improved. It's good. You're thriving. Right? So I don't want to talk too much about this thing. All I have to do is encourage you to get out there, get registered at a gym, start jogging, do something, stretch your body. And trust me, long term, you're going to see the results. It's fascinating what this gym thing can do to you. I know very well, I don't want to read the stats right now, but there's a huge percentage of young Kenyans who are suffering from mental health. Every time unafungwanga news, kuna mse, amejimada. People are drunk driving, and then you know what the consequences of that is. And now the reason I mention even this drunk driving thing is because people are using alcohol as an escape mechanism. You know, relationship story, I'm a GBV. People fighting each other in relationships and killing each other. You can't focus on work. The other day I heard of a DJ who walipataka amedidi hapo kwa radio station flani, man. Turned out the guy was so stressed. I have gone through so much stress in my life, professionally, in the career that I'm in, working with people who just don't seem to understand, you know, what guys go through. You know, it's a very sad situation. You get me? And then now, mamboya backstabbers, the list can go on and on and on. And then the economy is also very dilapidated. What I can encourage you to do is stay strong, keep standing, and know that you actually can look forward to a bright future. Trust me, maze. Kuna time nilienda Mombasa, just right before the elections. And I was engaging with many youthful organizations, and I realized, damn, like, youth are out here actually finding solutions. Youth are engaging. Youth are staying strong. They're holding each other's hands. And that's what this podcast is all about, man. Mine is to encourage you to continue being a resourceful citizen of Kenya. To continue staying strong, because people need you. Society needs you to be strong. Your family needs you to be strong. Your children, future generations need you to be strong. So that they can learn from you. They can refer. Unajua, most of us are tunanga ile atuku refer. We don't have, like, if you look at the previous generation, the generation before us, before my generation, they didn't really do a lot of documentation about how they coped with life in the office, in the family life, socially, nini. So stay strong, get out there, lift those weights, do strength training, give it time, be consistent, and I promise you, you will not believe how you will transform. You're literally going to transform into a thriving, strong individual who is reliable. People can rely on you. That's what I'll do. That's what I'll tell you for now. In fact, me by this, right after this episode, after recording this short episode, it's a freestyle, by the way, school prep. I'm going to go to the gym, pump those weights because I'm feeling a bit down. I've been going through so much at work. Yeah. And in fact, I'll talk about that later. It's just about my experience doing radio because, man, it's not what you think. Radio is one of those things where it can be very fucked up. That's all I'll say for now. Yeah, so guys, subscribe to this podcast. Share it with your friends and your family. Let's walk in this journey together. And I promise you, as long as we are strong, as long as we stay standing, then trust me, we have a bright future to look forward to. A future where, you know, we're reliable, we're sharing ideas and resources, and we can all win. You get me? All right, peace. Your boy, Kev Matado Tada the Beast.